Welcome to the IIEX Europe Conference Series 2019. This is Jamin Brazil, host of the Happy Market Research Podcast, and we have been recording live in Amsterdam. Stay tuned for interviews brought straight to you from the exhibitors and speakers at this year's event. Enjoy. So my guest today is AJ Johnson, Kinetic, however you want to say it. What do you guys do?
We are the global leader in market research that is specialized in agriculture and animal health.
So I'm from the Central Valley of California, which is one of the hotbeds for agriculture.
Indeed, a lot of specialty crops.
A lot of specialty crops. Yeah. Yep, that's right. Probably the highest concentration of specialty crops in the U.S. So tell me a little bit about how you guys do business.
Okay, well, the business really has two parts. One is a measurement where we literally track all of the product use across the world, including in California. And then we syndicate that and sell it as a subscription to all the major manufacturers who want to understand how their products are doing and how they're changing in the market.
So you're kind of like Nielsen, but for agriculture.
We're the agricultural Nielsen. But we also have another big part of the business, which is custom. So it's the same as the consumer market research world, but we're doing pricing studies, customer studies, but basically talking to farmers and vets and the agricultural world, but solving the same problems that our clients have that clients have in the CPG world.
Yeah, no kidding. So How long have you guys been around?
We've been around for about 15 years, and we've been growing over that time. We went into GfK for a little while and exited GfK 2.5 years ago, and we've been a couple of acquisitions since then, and we're all over the world right now.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you think about IIEX?
I think IIEX this year is great. I think the topics on discussion have been diverse and pretty interesting. So I've enjoyed a lot of the tracks, and also I think the exhibition's been great as well. A lot of good things to see. Keep up to date with who's doing what, and then of course the chance to network with people in the industry is always a great thing to do. Catch up with some old friends and meet some new ones.
For sure. Do you see this as a place for, because you're not exhibiting, right?
No. Yeah.
Do you see this as a place to meet like either vendors, or is it more of a like customers?
I think for us, it's more for vendors. Mm-hmm. It's about being able to take some of the ideas and the technologies that are happening in perhaps the more mainstream market research, and then seeing how they can be applied in our world. So really, that's what I'm here to do, is to meet some people, see some things, and then take those ideas back and apply them in the agriculture and animal health world, and take them back to the business and tell our people what they can be doing.
That's super interesting. Do you have like a standout moment that was positive?
I think there's been a few great moments. I would say I really enjoyed hearing more about the behavioral side, listening a little bit about System 3, which I guess is a slightly new concept for me. But also I think on the development of artificial intelligence, I think now we're seeing that being talked about in lots of different areas, and has now become less conceptual and more what people are doing to not just generate data, but also insights.
So you think, we've been talking about AI for what, 3 or 5 years now? Seems like a while. Yeah. But blockchain, maybe in 3 to 5 years, we'll understand how that's going to get used.
I mean, there's been less mention of it here than there was in the US at IIEX last year. But, you know, I think, we'll be interesting to see how blockchain develops over the next 2 years and what market research will or won't do with it.
Have you seen any use cases in your industry?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Not yet. Just people talking about it. And, you know, I mean, there's a good concept there. Why would we not want blockchain to help the trust and the privacy issues that we have in our industry? But I guess going from concept to reality, we'll see if it flies.
It hasn't been a real clear market case for how it works. It's been more of a surrogate or euphemism for trust and security.
I think so. And I think there's been a lot of people who are interested in it, perhaps who are trying to find the opportunity that may not quite be ready. But I'm keeping an open mind, and I'll keep listening. And when it happens, I'll look and see if it can work in our world.
System 3.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear the talk.
So System 3, obviously building on Kahneman and System 1 and System 2, I think it's now kind of realized that System 1 and System 2 in combination are the way to look at things. But System 3 is about the imagination, about what people aspire to and what people think they will do. And if you don't actually try to understand that part of it, then just thinking about System 1 and System 2, you may not have all your bases covered. So it was quite good. And again, I think it makes sense that, yeah, System 3 and the way it was defined, I think has its place in understanding human behavior.
Interesting. I'm going to do a lot more research on that topic. Yeah. That sounds fascinating and relevant.
Yeah.
If people want to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, just drop me an email. It's aj.johnson@kinetic.com, and that's kynetec.com.
AJ, it's been a pleasure having you on the Happy Market Research Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greenbook. The Greenbook directory helps you find marketing research suppliers, facilities, and consultants. Additionally, Greenbook helps modern marketing researchers understand industry trends via the GRIT Report and the IIEX Global Conference Series. To find out more, please visit Greenbook online at greenbook.org.